This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's get to the heart of the matters that have been on people's minds this week. 7 after the hour, this is a talk radio roundup. A review of the hot hits charts that are published at gooddayshow.com and at Talkers Magazine the week of April 17th to the 21st. So Jennifer and Jay, stop fooling around. Let's get to the serious business at hand.
Never serious business.
Never in 100, never in 1,000, never in 1,000,000 years. Okay, so we have these charts. Jennifer has discussed these things on her program. I didn't say disgusting. I said it was a discussion on her program on KRLA in Los Angeles. And here when she's here, Jay's here, and I'm here at number 10 on the charts this week, the problems with Dianne Feinstein, because she has, what really does she have? What
shingles.
Is the... She has shingles.
Yeah,
and are they in a particular part of her body? Where are they?
I don't... Well, I haven't taken a peruse... I haven't perused her, her bottom, her nether regions. But I think that she's been out for quite a while. She was sick, and then she got shingles, and then she had complications from shingles. And she's 89 years old. And already, she kind of looked to be not in the best health before all of this. So it's hard on you, you know?
Yeah.
And so she's missed. The rub for Democrats is that of the last 80 votes, I think she's missed something like 62.
So what's the attraction to the voter to vote for somebody who's 89? I'm trying not to be an ageist here.
Well, so this is the thing I've been talking about all week. So exactly, but this is part of the conversation, right? Look who the presidential candidates were. None of them spring chickens, right?
Nope, right.
But people still voted for who they voted for. And so I don't know, maybe it's because, and believe me, I don't like Dianne Feinstein's politics very much, although she is probably one of the more moderate Democrats now,
if you look
at things. But I don't love her politics, but she's been an institution in California for a really long time. I mean, like,
that the problem?
Well, the problem is that I think that the Democrats are treating her a little differently than they would treat Joe Biden. I mean, Joe Biden goes in and blabbers in front of world leaders, and they don't say much about him. John Fetterman had to be put in rehab for depression for 8 weeks and says that he can't understand people when they talk to him. He doesn't really get the push to get out. So it seems like Dianne Feinstein, it might be more of a sexist thing than even an ageist thing. Mm. I think
who's the oldest Republican that's serving?
Oh, I don't know. But remember, we've had these kinds of things happen before. Strom Thurmond's a perfect example.
And I get the frustration for your
party. You want someone who's going to be in there and actually, you know, functional
do something.
Party. Yeah, I mean, for many of the Democrats, because Feinstein's not there, they haven't been able to confirm judges. And that's what they think is the most damaging. So I get that frustration. I absolutely do. But it should be up to the voters. The voters voted her in at 874 years old. So. Until they make a move to get her out, I guess, you know, stay
kind of like keeping all those old-time broadcasters around. For heaven's sakes, go home and have a nap.
One thing that people aren't talking about, because they probably don't know the inside of politics in California, is that Ro Khanna, who I like, he's a Democrat, but he's a more moderate, like, free speech Democrat.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Jennifer likes a Democrat?
Well, he's probably one of my, like, more agreeable Democrats,
right.
Because he stands up for freedom of speech. He's not for shutting people off.
Uh-huh.
He was supposed to jump into the Senate race to replace Dianne Feinstein, but he decided not to, and he went to work for Barbara Lee, who is the congresswoman running to replace Dianne Feinstein against Adam Schiff and Katie Porter.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things that people think is that Ro Khanna has been the leading person who's been screaming that Feinstein needs to resign or get kicked out, because he is running Barbara Lee's campaign. And Gavin Newsom made a promise that if he got to appoint someone, it would be a black woman. And so he feels that would give his candidate, Barbara Lee, the leg up, because she would be appointed to replace.
Let's not get the most qualified person. Let's just find somebody who's the right skin color or has the right whatever the qualifications are. that don't really make you qualified. There you go. That's the guy who sees himself as the next president, never mind Joe Biden. Gavin Newsom, one of the most horrific governors in the history of the country, sees himself as a presidential contender. Which brings us to number 9 this week on the story list, the presidential race. Larry Elder is running. Now, I'll have a hard time. There's a Democrat who's running, and you can probably tell who it is, Jennifer, and Jay knows because we talked about it on the program this week. Larry Elder also is someone that I would consider to be a viable candidate. As a matter of fact, looking from my perspective at the two parties, there are only two viable candidates at the moment. One of them is Larry Elder as a Republican. The other is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as a Democrat. The rest of them are worthless, all of them.
Do you want to know what's funny? Those are the only two people that I've actually met and known personally that are in the race. Pretty good, right?
There you go. All right.
Yeah. Robert Kennedy, he fed my squirrel at... we have in our business park, we have this squirrel that is so tame. And when he came to our offices, he was so taken with the squirrel that he actually, I think, had a 14-hour conversation with it
out of
the office. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, the reason that some people like him is because he isn't an anti-vaxxer per se, but he didn't think the vaccine for the masks, as far as that's concerned, were the appropriate way to handle COVID. And thus he has won himself a lot of friends in the group that might not otherwise support him.
Mm-hmm. Plus, his own family members
have
come out and said that they don't agree with a lot of his politics. And he's even said, that's fine. We still love each other.
Yeah.
We don't have
his wife is pretty.
Even his own wife has said that she's disagreed with the certain things that he has said.
Yeah.
But Cheryl Hines for First Lady, let's go.
Yeah. She was married
to everybody. Right. I forgot he's married to Cheryl Hines. That's right.
And she's married to Larry David on TV, which is an interesting combination. Anyway, so there, the rest of them are all yammering away. And so that brings us to number 8, candidate DeSantis, who is thinner and thinner in terms of appeal as he goes along, from my perspective anyway. And he's in this thing with Disney. And, you know, so here they are spending millions of dollars of state taxpayer money versus the trillions of dollars that Disney has to push you around. And he thinks he's going to come out on top of this no matter where it goes. It's not going to go, in my read of it, any place that's going to be good for him. So what are some of the faithful saying, Jennifer, about DeSantis? Well, I don't know how your audience shakes out, actually. DeSantis fans and Trump fans and... Maybe there'll be Larry Elder fans because he's a local and he was on KRLA.
You know, I think the way it shakes out at the moment is that there were a lot of people early, like I think probably it's fair to say around January, that were liking the idea of Ron DeSantis because they didn't like the mean tweets, they didn't like the kind of the bluster that Trump brings. But the more that he has, I think, waited to jump in, the more that he has also kind of gotten into this ego match with Donald Trump, and the more that Donald Trump's been persecuted by Alvin Bragg and some of the Democrats, I think that the momentum has totally shifted to Trump.
It's the first time I've heard that persecution now is in.
That's true. Huh? I think it's appropriate.
I don't know if that's the right word, but I think that he's a fumbling clown, and if you really look into. I'm not a lawyer, and I don't play one on the radio, but I have a lot of friends who are lawyers, and asking them about the case that Alvin Bragg has got against Trump, as more time passes, there's less of a case, frankly, although it hasn't, Trump's poll numbers went way up when he was accused and all that huzzah started. Now they've gone back down again, and so it's interesting to see how some of the other people, it really is early. We get into this sport. It is.
I mean, kind of. We've got the first debate, which is in August.
The fall.
So, truly, if people are going to jump in, I think now is the season for them to do it. And especially someone like Ron DeSantis, who would be such a big splash. I think that he's waited too long now, and I think his splash has been minimized.
He's being shown as the phony that he is. Okay, so here I have a question for you. I'm going to put you on the spot.
Uh-oh.
Ready?
Yes.
And Jay, you can weigh in on this too, but I have more of a grind with Jennifer because I know of her. I know what goes on with her. So Larry Elder versus Donald Trump. Who do you vote for in the primary?
If California is in play during the primary and it looks like Trump's in trouble, I'll vote for Trump. If not, I'd vote for Larry Elder.
Boo! Boo! That's not the right answer.
Well, Larry Elder. Larry himself. I've had really long conversations with Larry. Knows that this is going to be a really big climb for him to become the nominee. And so he is totally fine having conversations with people being a vice president or being a cabinet pick or helping someone else along. So, you know, I want to support my friend as much as I can, and I will, because I think that having him in the race, he's got a really, really good message. And so I'm proud of him for jumping in, and I think it's brave to jump in, and so good for him. You know, at the end of the day, I've said it. I don't change my mind with the wind. I think that Trump is equipped right now for 4 more years to go in and clean things up and fix
things.
Boo! Boo away, baby.
Boo! I'm also booing at the Chinese. Number 7, the discussion has been about Taiwan and whether, you know, who's going to do what. The G7 says, China, you do this and you're going to cut off from all of us. Which is an interesting position, but I'm taking a different approach to a different issue in terms of number 7. TikTok has, and their, you know, the connection to the Chinese Communist government, they're doing their best to monitor all of our lives, and people don't seem to care about what's going on because they don't really either understand it or they don't care. So now, because Biden and his group are such a bunch of bumbling fumblers, they haven't taken the action they needed to. In the meantime, TikTok is establishing a large crew of lawyers, and they say that they're going to use the First Amendment as their defense. So here we here we are with the Chinese communists monitoring our every move, and we're trying to get rid of them, and they're going to use us against us to come out ahead. I think it's extraordinary, frankly, but it just shows you kind of who's the smarter one in all of this, and it isn't us, sadly. 18 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like climbing a mountain, but that mountain is also covered in banana peels. Then, when something new gets added to your list, you're like, nope, I'm already climbing this huge, super slippery banana peel mountain of a to-do list. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to manage your policy on our mobile app, so climbing that banana peel mountain feels more like a leisurely stroll. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bum, 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 bum. Okay, 23 after the hour now, and in the normal course of things here, this is an adjunct to the Good Day program. That is the Talk Radio Review, because the ladies who are on the Good Day program are also here to go through the charts with their thoughts about the various issues of the day, things that matter, the whys and the wherefores. So we have the people list and the story list, and then we ask you, which stories are you following the most this week? So, Jay, would you do the honors? You have a lot of comments from a lot of people about a lot of things. So let's have at it.
Well, some of the comments with a similar story to each other, the people who have been getting shot for knocking on the wrong door, pulling into the wrong driveway to turn around,
That's number four this week on our story list,
yes,
too.
Yeah. So Jeff Main says, people getting shot for mistakes. How many times have we all heard or read somewhere where someone says, I wish they would try that on me? Well, this is that person. These are those people. Someone just itching to pull the trigger.
Ridiculous. Obscene, Dennis, actually.
Mm-hmm. Dennis Descott says, knocking on a door, entering someone's driveway, accidentally getting into the wrong car should not end a life. Have we forgotten how to talk to each other? We are always concerned about illegal gun owners, but what about these legal gun owners? It's time to talk about changes that need to be made.
There's a psychosis to the people who are doing this. Even though the fear-based news media and fear-based social media are all trying to convince everybody that the world is a horrible place and you better have a gun, otherwise you're not going to be safe. But this is absurd. I thought it was interesting that the grandson of Andrew Lester, who's the one is accused, I forget which one he's shot.
Ralph Yarl, yeah.
Ralph Yarl,
the 16-year-old who knocked on the wrong door.
85-year-old guy, right, mm-hmm. Yeah. And so his grandson says that he was appalled and disgusted at his grandfather's action and is thankful that Mr. Yarl is recovering. I guess he is better. He got released
from the hospital. Recovery. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, then right. The grandson of the guy who shot Ralph Yarl, he says that his grandfather is full-on racist.
Well, there you go.
He spoke out about him, yeah.
Amazing. All right, what else do we have here? Let's keep going.
Yeah, some stories that people are following. Daniel Erkstein says the DA Bragg Trump case and the court refusing to restrict Representative Jim Jordan's congressional investigation into Bragg's conduct.
That may be congressional.
Yeah, congressional, too.
And that congregation is a, and
the
if you're going to church.
Yeah,
right.
Like that either.
Yeah, right. None of them.
Okay. And then Christina Miller says how Occupier Biden is ruining our country.
That's an easy thing to say. He's not doing us any favors. He's not a good president. He's, in fact, probably one of the worst presidents we've had for a long time, and that's saying something. I don't know, Occupier sounds kind of...
Well, it's a reference to the fact that a lot of people think he didn't win on the up and up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but he did. Look at number one this week. Come on.
Well, legally, there were a lot of things that were done in terms of changing ballot rules and such, and also by the mainstream media.
Jennifer, I love you. You will do anything to say
Doug,
to prove that
the media held back all of the Biden stories until after the election. You don't think that's kind of tampering with things?
Well, the whole thing is a bunch of crooks on both sides. The fact that Fox went out. The biggest thing here, and this jumps us into number one, as the $787 million that Fox is going to have to pay to Dominion. And the same thing, by the way, is going to happen. They're suing those guys individually, but they're also suing, what's-his-face from MyPillow.
And guess who they didn't sue? They didn't sue PBS, who also had the same story. They didn't sue HBO, had the same story. So why is that?
Well, they have it the same way. And they didn't come across with the stridency of Fox. I don't remember PBS doing this.
Doug, as you say, I love you, but if you don't see that this is all political, I don't know what to tell you.
That's how we justify all of this stuff. And fortunately for all of us, it's 28 past the hour. We don't have to justify anything.
Should you be a one-car family? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. My 15-year-old Ford Escape was literally held together by duct tape and Gorilla Glue, but the dealer who sold me my new car gave me $1,500 for it. When supply chain issues slammed the brakes on new cars and car parts, dealers' new and used inventory dried up, and lots of us who were sent home during the pandemic shutdown continue working there. And lunching at home is a whole lot cheaper than ordering takeout at the office. Given your new normal, and with dealers begging to buy used cars, should you sell one if it's mostly just sitting there? How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. As America's budget looms with the potential of default on our debt, House Speaker McCarthy unveiled a Republican plan to raise the debt ceiling and cut back on federal spending to help curb inflation. President Biden responded,
"I made clear to Speaker McCarthy about how we should proceed to settle our differences. No one should do anything to jeopardize the full faith and credit of the United States of America. Instead, I'm making threats of default if I don't go along with what they want, which would be catastrophic to the country. If we don't do it, they say they're going to let default take place."
NBC Universal Chief Executive Officer Jeff Shell is out after an investigation into a complaint of inappropriate conduct. Effective immediately, it was announced Sunday. Comcast Corporation is where he had worked for roughly two decades. More Americans age 50 and up are playing video games than ever before. AARP is reporting 52.4 million Americans enjoy video games. Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
We want to know your thoughts. Be part of the conversation. Call the Doug line at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Let's get at it here again. 34 after the hour, the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here with my pals Jennifer Horn, Jake Kirshner, your pals as well, as they take apart the things that are on the charts from Talkers Magazine this week. And I want to finish with some of the social media input here, Jay, because some of it doesn't deal with what's on the top 10, even though it was in our top 10. Certainly some of the comments about AM radio, what do you have there?
I have to find that. Okay, so.
You want me to do it?
Marianne Mosher says, Marianne Mosher says the fight against AM radio is definitely something that she's following. Conservative talk radio thrives on AM stations. The liberal left would love to find all ways to limit it or make it unavailable.
Well, you know, I think there is something to that. Frankly, I agree. I think that Mark Levin has led the charge, and then Sean got on the bandwagon, and then some of these other characters have rehashed what the two of them have said. And what I don't mean this to sound like I'm doot, but I'm the first one who got off on this, and it was at the encouragement of Jennifer's father, because we both have the same background in radio and we both feel the same way. This is more than a damnable outrage. It is. And I guess I was trying to find out what the politics were of the people that run Ford Motor Company. But I think that you can make an excellent argument for just that, that the people who control some of these businesses want to squelch, and this is just another clever way of doing it. Never mind that, but what's going on in rural America, mm-hmm. where most of the stations are AM radio stations, most of the stations we just back on in Jackson, Mississippi, in a station that I've been on and off over the years, and that's not a rural community, but in the South, it's more likely that you have a problem with radio signals than in the North, for whatever the reason, or on the coasts. And so I feel that this, and as a matter of fact, I don't know whether you're doing this on CRN, because Jennifer not only does mornings on KRLA and is here, but she runs the CRN Digital Talk company in California with her father. And I think because your dad and I were talking about this on the phone, he says, come on, let's go.
So yeah. I said,
yeah. Okay. So we're airing these commercials that have come. They're not really commercials. They're spots. They're
a PSA kind of.
Right, exactly. Public service announcement in favor of AM radio. And here is an example of what you're going to hear on my programs.
Tuning into the baseball game, monitoring the incoming storm, catching your favorite talk show. These are just a few of the reasons more than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month. And did you know AM radio is the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times? It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
And once again, these boobs are sitting on their hands or whatever else they sit on, and they're not doing anything. They could have easily by now come up with legislation, getting it passed. And Biden, of course they should have been. Biden's sitting there. There's no leadership from him, but that's nothing new. And so here we go, around and around. It's the same thing day after day, week after week, month after month. There's no leadership. So what are you going to do? Are you going to just stop buying Fords? I've had Fords for 40 years.
Fords.
I'm not going to buy. No, it isn't, but they're the worst.
They are the one. Well, they're the ones that made news this week. But see, I was on this, not to toot my own electric vehicle horn, but when Gavin Newsom.
There's an example of what Jennifer does when she toots her own horn.
Okay. But no, in California, where I do most of my programs, right? I live in Los Angeles. Gavin Newsom made it an edict that everybody had to buy electric vehicles by 2035. Right. What do electric vehicles not have inside of them? Electric vehicles have no AM radio as well. So that to me was also an issue early on. And now Ford just blatantly coming out and saying, well, we're not going to do AM radio anymore. It's just
period. Yeah. So frustrating.
Yep. All right. Anything else that we're missing off this list? I don't want to cut anybody short. The people who take the time to send in their comments, we want to give them their time. I see.
Martin James says the amount of time conducted over uncovering the identity of the leaker of those documents from the Pentagon, but not as much attention as to what was leaked.
That didn't even make it into the top 10 this week. Last week, wasn't it number one last week?
Yeah.
Bingo,
yep,
gone. Right. Yep. What happened? Yeah, listen, everybody get a short attention span. So we'll just keep, other than Trump, let's just keep moving. And so here we are at number six with the Hunter Biden investigation. How many people in the family now are getting payoffs? What's it up to?
Big news this week is that they've got it up to like nine members of the Biden family that have taken money from this sham of a corporation that was put together by the Biden family to make money off of our adversaries, which is really nice. Hi, China. Looking at you.
Well, in fairness to the Bidens, they're not the only ones that are still sucking up to the Chinese government. Look at all the companies that are still there doing business. Look at all the cheap crap that you find in Walmart and in Tractor Supply and Dollar General.
It's because our politicians are on the line to them and they're turning their back. You're right. It's a huge family. It's a huge problem because the Biden family is one of the big culprits, but there are other people.
Plenty of others.
And the fact that there was a Chinese police station that was found in New York and the guy who was running it in pictures next to Eric Adams and Chuck Schumer in New York.
Eric Adams for president. How do you say that in Chinese?
They didn't know about it. Holy smokes.
Right. Yep. What corruption it really is. And so we look for people who are going to be loyal and true and blue and Yeah. And then somebody will come back to me after I say something like that. Well, you're on the hook to all those people that have this, that, and the other thing to gain. Look at your advertisers. Hey, listen. Advertisers come here knowing that they pay for their announcement, and if I want to say something about them, I will do it. And even if it costs me money, it has. Over the years, cost me a lot.
Anybody that listens to your program would know that, look, advertisers can advertise no matter what, but the people you give endorsements to are actually people that you've liked and used the product, and you can speak about your own experience. It's a difference.
All right, let's you and I do that right now. And focus is Balance 7. The natural ingredient in Balance 7 is an alkaline
unicorn
base.
Unicorn tears. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, da-da-da-da-da is the unicorn. All right, so if you suffer from heartburn, if you can't eat all the foods that you like, if you have brain fog, we have those, we have brain fogs and brain other things to begin with an F here on this program. If you're not happy because you don't feel good, perhaps you ought to take Jennifer's advice and mine and check out Balance 7. Now, you take it 3 times a day, Jennifer, right?
Yeah, you take a sip in the morning, a sip in the afternoon, a sip in the evening. But, and I have to tell you a personal story. For my birthday, we went away. We went wine tasting up in Santa Ynez. And red wine, like now I'm old, when you drink it, it's kind of like a little acid, you know.
Jay, you get that? Write that down. Yeah. Jennifer says, now that I'm old.
So we did that, and then we went to dinner, and, you know, I had my iced tea, and I had some pasta with tomato sauce, and then that's got some acid in it. Yeah. And we came back to the hotel, and it was time to go to bed. I'm like, I can't lay down. Why am I going to do? I'm going to feel sick. I'm never going to be able to sleep. And so I hadn't brought my Balance 7. I walk down the hall to my dad's hotel room. I get the Balance 7.
Mm-hmm.
Literally take a sip. I go to bed. I'm sleeping like a baby. So if you suffer with like that acidy feeling, this will help you in many, many ways.
So Balance 7.
Pretty good.
When you it's not a BOGO deal, but it's a great deal because you get other things when you call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Doug. Well, you can mention Jen's name if you want, or you can mention Jay's name as far as that's concerned. When you get onto this, it'll only take you a few days to really feel the difference. You've got to take it, though, loyally 3 times a day, and then it'll work. And so go to either balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. Mention Doug and enjoy the feeling. You may not, when you have a first couple of shots, you may not like the taste too well, but that's part of what, you know, spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down. This isn't really medicine, and I'm not sure that mixing sugar with it is a good idea, but I do know that it will work, and I have the same kind of issues that Jennifer does. The gluten intolerance that I have is seemingly getting a little worse. I have to be much more careful about what I eat, and it annoys the you-know-what out of me. But taking Balance 7 sort of modifies all of that. So, balance7.com. You don't have anything to lose, everything to gain, because there's a money-back guarantee for Balance 7. Call 800-793-9039. Tell them Doug and Jen sent you.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier.
the Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
All right, so, meanwhile, back at the ranch here, the Supreme Court in the abortion pill case number 2 on the story list this week. I have my own axe to grind about Clarence Thomas on the Supreme Court, but let's first talk about the issue at hand and the confusion that runs amok. It just shows you, again, without any good leadership, somebody should just say, okay, this is it, this is what we're doing. Instead, it's this yammering on the right and yammering on the left, and once again, a political issue that ought not to be. The Supreme Court should not be political. We shouldn't care about their politics. We shouldn't know about their politics. We should know that they're good lawyers and they're good judges, and that's it. But instead, we've become so corrupted by the politics of the religion, if you will, of Republicanism and Democratism, that we have this kind of stuff, which is becoming a national travesty. Okay, so everybody's going to go across state lines to get a pill or to get a procedure.
Well, this is a little different. So this, and by the way, the Supreme Court didn't say, let's take this up, Bob. Let's just do it. This sounds like fun. Let's make people angry about abortion. No, it comes to them because of the appeals process.
Well, but the Roe v. Wade decision they made, they didn't have to make.
Ballgame. But the abortion pill is actually, the argument is that it doesn't have FDA approval and that it hasn't been found to be safe. And that a lot of women who take the pill are experiencing lots of bleeding. They have to be hospitalized. There's a whole set of challenges around this. So it's not just strictly political. Everybody who is very passionate about the abortion issue on both sides loves to make it political. But really at the heart of this is whether or not the pill is safe, or if it's once again one of those things that's being pushed to market without actually having the okay by the FDA behind it.
All right, so I want to hear you justify Clarence Thomas getting all these gifts. Not that he's the only one on the Supreme Court that's getting gifts, because there are plenty, I'm sure they all get gifts. That's what you were going to say, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's that they have they're focusing on Clarence Thomas right now because he's the most conservative member of the court. They think his wife is a political animal.
No, she is. She's up to her Mickey.
I want to see no one take gifts, but unfortunately, unless we go after everybody, it doesn't seem fair to just go after one because...
Well, let's go after everybody.
Go after everybody.
Yeah, go after everybody. Why not? It's not why they're there. Look at all the people that sold their stock before. Was it the bank? There was this week...
Pelosi made a bundle by...
Right, just before the announcement was made that this bank in California is going to go into the tank. Everybody in Congress that had bank stocks sold their stock.
Disgusting.
Yeah. So you think they just got that through osmosis? No, of course they didn't. There's a network of information. Watch yourself. Watch your back. That's where they all come in together, and they're in the same club. In the meanwhile, we as taxpayers are getting screwed, blued, and tattooed, as it were. That's kind of crude, but you kind of get the message. Jennifer, Jay, and Doug here at 10 before the hour.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads.
Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Friday, and that's a good time, a good day for me, because I like talking to my pal Nick Miles from rautoexpert.com. That's his website. Millions of people every week go in there to find out what they do when their tires go flat. If you want to get that information from Nick, and by the way, I have a secret for you. When your tire goes flat, there are two things you can do. Put air in it or change it. How about that, Nick? I can be on your staff. I'm very smart about those things, right? Where did Nick go? After all of that, I don't have Nick. Ah. Okay, so let's play a commercial and see if we can figure it. Are you there?
Yes, thank you. Sorry.
Okay. Did you hear what I just said, the solution to flat tires?
Yes. I want you to be my tire guy now, Doug.
Okay, I'm on board. Yep. Let's do it. All right, well, the reason I was thinking about tires is because Michelin has recalled 500,000 snow tires that apparently don't work. What is they have no traction. I've always wondered about this because sometimes you see these tires that are supposedly designed for the bad weather and people think, oh, put them on and we'll use them in the ice. The snow tires don't do any good in the ice, right?
No, everything doesn't do any good in the ice, including me and you, Doug. Snow tires, interesting because most people don't understand how they work, but they actually gather as much snow as possible. Because snow against snow is great traction. So, for instance, you know, these tires, they sort of pack snow into them so you can drive on them. And that's great what they do. However, Michelin made a little error when they tested their snow tires to make sure that they met government standards. They forgot to inflate the tire properly. And therefore, when they did this, this was discovered a little later that they had made the failure, and now they're recalling them because they had already put the stamp of approval, which is a little triangle with a freezing sign in the middle that shows it is a winter tire. And that, of course, means that because they incorrectly tested them, they are no longer winter tires, and therefore they have to be recalled because they have the wrong sign on. So I never hear of tires being recalled, but today I
have. There you go. There you have it. All right, next. From rautoexpert.com, the price of cars that are available on the lot. During the pandemic and after, even up through earlier this year, it was tough to get a new car, or certainly tougher, for all kinds of reasons that I think are, many of them were bogus, actually. So the price of used cars went down, but apparently, according to your research, the price of buying a used car is going back up again.
Yeah, I mean, not by much, $145.
But why?
It's interesting because new cars are now plentiful, but the interest rate actually happens to be quite high. That's one of the reasons.
Yeah,
and so people are now searching for used cars because if you can't find a new one, you find a used one. And that means there's a little more pressure on the market and it's going up. It's going the wrong direction. We want all these things to go down. We saw during the pandemic all these prices go up. I mean, I don't know if you remember, it really wasn't that long ago, 5 years ago, the average price of a new car was $35,000. We're now up to around $45,000, about $10,000 more, depending on who you talked. But it needs to go back down again, and this is the wrong direction for used cars. New cars going down slightly now because of the easy-to-get parts, and these car companies are finding it easier to make it. But I'd like to see them go the other direction a little bit. I don't know about you, Doug.
Well, I tend typically not to buy new cars or trucks. I buy two-year-olds, and in terms of cars, I usually keep them 2 years and get rid of them. In this, in the instance where I am now, I'm not going to do that because the car that I bought 2 years ago is actually worth more than it was when I bought it. It's the best of this series of Range Rovers that I've ever owned, and I have no desire to get rid of it, and I don't drive it that much anyway. But the interesting thing is that it's worth $7,000 or $8,000 more now than it was when I bought it two years ago. Cars are all the same.
Not only a tire specialist, but an investment specialist, too.
Yes, there we go. Right. Okay.
I could do that.
So what do you advise then for people? I guess I wonder where all the used cars come from. Where the heck, lots are full of used cars. Where the heck are they all coming from?
Well, a lot of times, people trade in their vehicle and then they get rid of the one that they had. But at the same time, Doug, there's a lot of fleet cars, a lot of rentals.
There you go. Yep, okay, got it. All right, there is Nick Miles. Check out what you need to know about your car at ourautoexpert.com. 59 past the hour.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.